Hello, Saints. So this is Brother Akuo here, back again to do another prophecy, pointing forward, archetype, reading of Jesus Christ from Old Testament to the New Testament, just pointing out some connections you can make in the Old Testament and New Testament to Jesus Christ. It's all about Him. This whole book, front to back, is all about the Lord Jesus. He is the truth, and the truth is all about the Lord. So we're going to start in Genesis 28. Verse 14, and it reads, "And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed." This is the Lord talking to Jacob, and we'll jump to, let's see here, Luke 3:34. Using a paper Bible, I encourage you to do the same. It's pretty edifying to see it is written. So Luke 3:34. Which reads, "Which was the son of Jacob, which was the son of Isaac, which was the son of Abraham, which was the son of Therah, which is the son of Nahor." So showing the lineage of Christ coming from Jacob, he said, all the families of the earth shall be blessed in his seed, pointing to Jesus Christ. Genesis 49, verse 10. Now this one has quite a few, so this one might take up most of the time here. Genesis 49:10. This is a big one. And it reads, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be." That word Shiloh means Messiah. And we'll start first in Luke 2:1-7, story of the birth of Christ. Luke 2:1-7. "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." So the next one being Galatians 4:4. Galatians 4:4, and that reads, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law." Luke 3:33. Jumping back to Luke. Luke 3:33. And that reads, "Which was the son of Aminadab, which was the son of Aram, which was the son of Ezram, which was the son of Phares, which was the son of Judah." Now we jump to John 17:3. "And this is eternal life, that they may know that thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." He is Shiloh, he's the Messiah, the one sent. And take a look at John 11:47-52. John 11. "Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council, and said, What do we? For this man doeth many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, Ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation, and not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. That's a pretty cool passage. And finally, here, John 10:16. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. So, calling all to himself, as it said, and I'll read it one more time because it is an important one, Genesis 49:10. Genesis 49:10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh, the Messiah, come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Pretty cool. And I think I'll go through, I'll go through one or two more here. Let's go to, now we're in Exodus. Exodus 3. Verse 13 to 15. Excuse me. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Well, this is an awesome connection, because we can go right to John 4:26. You're probably already thinking of the verse that it's connected to. John 4:26. This is when he's talking to the woman on the well. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. I'll start in verse 25. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. So I am he. 8:58, John 8:58. John 8:58. I think this is the verse that I'm thinking about. If it's not, I'm going to have to look it up. John 8:58. Let's see. Yeah, this is the verse. Okay. I'll start at verse 57. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. So that was a big statement, and that's why the next verse, Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. That's a big statement, and an awesome statement, as Christ is the Messiah. So, I'll go through one more here. We'll do Exodus 12, verse 5, and I think I'll leave it at that. Exodus 12, verse 5. Exodus 12, verse 5. Yeah, this is when the Lord's giving commandments to the children of Israel. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year, ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. Talking about, let's see the context here. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let his neighbor next unto his house, taken according to the souls, every man according to his eating, shall ye make count for the lamb. Yeah, this is... the beginning of months, it shall be the first month of the year to you. Yeah, so your lamb shall be without blemish. I think that's awesome because now we go to Hebrews 9:14. Hebrews 9:14. Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Without spot, the spotless Lamb of God. And John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. And now let's jump to 1 Peter 1:19. 1 Peter 1:19. And that reads, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Can't get more straightforward than that. I'll read it in context at 18. For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. That's pretty cool. And I'll do one more. I'm feeling like one more tonight. I think that'll be five total. Let me see. One, two, three, four, five. Yep, that'll be five total. Exodus 12, 13. I'll do one more. Exodus 12, 13. Exodus 12, 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. So I was speaking incorrectly before. This is Exodus. I thought for some reason it was Torah law being given. This is the Passover. This is killing the lamb, spreading the blood on the doorposts. So, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this connection goes to Romans 5, verse 8. So the blood of the lamb, keep that in mind. It saves us from wrath. Romans 5, verse 8. Romans 5, verse 8. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. That's pretty cool. Saved from wrath through him, justified by his blood, just as the Passover lamb. What an awesome archetype in Exodus. So, I hope this blessed you today. I look forward to continuing going through these prophecies. Very edifying to see all of these connections. See the Lord's handiwork, his word connected all over the scriptures, showing that he is the Messiah. He is the one foretold of. He is the spotless Lamb of God who shed his blood for the remission of sin. I hope you place your trust in him today because he is the Savior. He will be coming back in flaming fire to judge the world. So make sure you're in him. And I hope you have a good rest of your day or night wherever you are. And God be praised.